Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, for tuning in to She's On Radio. You already know who you are talking to. If you do not,
I'm not even going to go there.
It's me, Casey, CEO of She's On, with my lovely, lovely co-host.
Y'all already know who this is. It's Teddy P.
Teddy P.
You know.
Teddy, you sound like you were swinging from a swing.
I was. I had to. I'm sorry.
You had to, man.
Yeah, man.
Man, Teddy, man. Look, before we get into the show, man, I'm going to go ahead and update y'all, because y'all been asking me on Twitter, Facebook, you know, what happened last night for the birthday. Look, let me tell you something, man. Team She's On, we went to the strip club. Yes, Teddy, we went to the strip club, man, and when I say, I'm in love with girl. Look.
Lord.
I have not been the same since. I have not been able to take my face and put it up. And my face has been in one spot the whole day. I swear.
You been cheesing, bro.
Man, I've been cheesing. Mozzarella and Jack.
Ooh, have mercy.
Man, I got the spicy pepper jack, cheese, all that, man. It was sensational. You know me? Mm-hmm. I can't even give you a word for what went on last night.
Amazing. That's what I can say for you.
It was amazing.
I wish I could have been there, but I was there with y'all in spirit. Team She's On all day. I wish I could have been there. I would have been like you, bro. Like, is it my birthday too?
Damn. No.
It's gonna be okay, bro. We're gonna pray for you.
Yes. But look, Teddy, how have you been?
Man, I've been blessed. I was a little under the weather the last couple of days, but now I'm back. I'm feeling better than ever.
Yeah, man, because you were sounding like a goddamn chicken over there the other day.
Bro, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I love you to death. That's why I came on and did this show. But my throat was on fire.
You sound like a piece of fried chicken. You was crackling?
Just crackling. Just came up out the grease.
Yeah, man.
But I'm back now, baby.
Like a piece of fried chicken. I want some fried chicken now. Which one of y'all ladies going to prepare us a meal of fried chicken, collard greens, macaroni and cheese,
potatoes with gravy?
Gravy and the macaroni and cheese. That's too much thought.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Well, you can have the macaroni.
You trying to make my booty big. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know I like a big booty, honey.
If I can give you a big booty, man, I'm going to have to bend over for you. And I don't want to bend over for you in front of the guests.
No, you can't. Not in front of the guests. No.
Not behind closed doors. Only behind closed doors.
Yes, honey. You know how we do.
And I know it.
You know what? I got you tomorrow, bro. I got you tomorrow,
man.
Oh, you
do? Man. All right, yeah. Man. Look, when you bend me over, man, bend me over in front of everybody so they can put it on YouTube and we can get some fans. You feel me?
You know what? We got to do this. Take pictures. Tag us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Give the fuel to the fire, baby. We do this crazy stuff just for you, you heard me?
Yeah, we got to. We love y'all. Get emotional. Yeah. You can get a nigga emotional.
We get very emotional. You are, man. You know.
Yeah.
You already know, baby.
Yeah,
but look.
They think, what's up?
Huh? Now go ahead. What you about to say?
I'm about to say they think we crazy, but we crazy in a good way. But what we talking about tonight, bro?
What we talking about, man? You already know what we talking about. You don't know what we talking about, and that's crazy. Now I'm just joking with you. Tonight, we will be discussing. Yeah. Look at y'all. Look at everybody. Look at everybody. Like, oh, what this fat bitch say something? We will be discussing.
They going to get the belt.
Oh, you said we'll get the belt.
They going to get the belt for us if we don't tell them what we talking about.
Man, Teddy, I might like the belt, especially if it's coming from a sexy, feminine female. I might like it. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I might bend people and like that shit.
I'm praying for you. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Father helper.
Uh-huh. All right, man. Look, let's go on to the topic before this conversation get freaky before she's on out the dock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, look, ladies, I want to know straight up. Let's talk about jealous and insecure women dealing with a woman that do not trust you, even when you are the one to be trusted. Let's talk about that. How do you feel about that, Tate?
I mean, if you don't have trust, you have nothing. I mean, trust is a very important part of a relationship, even if it's a friendship, you know what I mean? And jealousy, it's not cute. It really ain't. It makes you look ugly. You can be a dime piece, and if you're jealous and you got issues like that, it's no need.
Okay. So, how would you deal with like that situation, like dealing with a woman? Like, how would you deal with it? Like, was it happen to you?
First off, it has happened to me before, and we've had a conversation. I'm like, you have nothing to worry about. You know what I mean? You got me. It is what it is. I'm not going home with them. But if you continue to be jealous, I have to leave you alone because that's too much stress in our relationship and too much stress on me and too much stress on you, and that's not a good combination.
Right. So how would you tell somebody to handle that?
I would say talk to them first. If the talking don't work, you got to take a minute, think about it, even pray about it. And if it don't work out for you, you need to leave that situation alone. Because it can get physical and it can get violent. Because some females that's jealous will get violent with you.
Right.
And even if it's a female friend, they
True.
Will get violent. Because they will think, oh, you fucking her. You doing this, you doing that. Even if y'all just having a mutual conversation.
True. Okay. Well, you know, me in general, you know, it's Casey. How I feel about the whole jealous, insecure females? First of all, I feel like, why, what are you jealous of? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you be jealous? First of all, even if she is doing something, why are you still jealous? Like, what's so big? What is so big about people these days? Worrying about this and worrying about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, say like my boo, right? I got a chick, whatever. And, say like she might be a little flirt or something on the side, whatever, blah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take 100 hours out of my day to be worrying about that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Whatever happens in the dark is going to come out in the light. I'm not sitting around stressing myself out, wondering if this girl cheating on me or not, or this girl doing this, or this girl doing that. I got so much other things to deal with my own life to be worrying about, to be sitting up here stressing over somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what is all this poom-poom in these balls out here for everybody? Everybody can share some balls in these poom-poom out here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You jealous, folks. If this one right here not working for you, It's 1,055,165,000 more people out there that can give you the benefit and do it better than this person is right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's no need to be stressing over if she cheating or this or that. You know, because God's gonna work it out. He's gonna reveal it. He's gonna reveal the plan to you before the plan reveals itself to you.
Say it again.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is my whole thing. First of all, this goes to all these females out here that's trying to love people that ain't loving themselves. Straight the fuck up. This is how it is. Excuse my language. You can't love yourself, and that's when the jealousy and the insecurity come in at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And people don't deserve that. They don't deserve to go into a relationship with somebody who's jealous and insecure. So I'm going to need you ladies to check yourselves at the door before you even start to commit to somebody and bring all this drama to the relationship. I don't have time for it. I know Teddy don't have time for it. And I know you ladies just listening don't have time for it. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. It's not that serious to be made like, you know, you are the victim all the time. Or, you know, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to feel like that, you know? That's just what it is, you know? You shouldn't have to feel like that when you are feeling like that. And if you are feeling like, you know, this chick is just too jealous, she's stupid or whatever, you need to let her go. Real talk. Because I'm not dealing with no jealous woman. I'm not dealing with it. I will give her 6 months to get that shit in some type of order. And if she's still jealous, either she knows she got me, she got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we got a couple of callers on here. Teddy P.
All right, so, now, let's talk to the ladies.
So what I want y'all ladies to do right now, if you are listening online, please call in at 646-716-6977. Press the number one, ladies, if you are listening there, press the number one, because we want to know exactly how you feel about jealous girlfriends, all right? Jealous, insecure girlfriends, all right? So, all right, 505. You got 3 minutes. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
How are you?
How are you?
You sound like you all are doing spectacular. I am doing fantabulous tonight, thank you. Not really, but I'm acting as if I am. Anywho, I do not deal with jealousy because I'm not a jealous person. Like, you can do what you want to do, go out, hang out with your girls, dance with the next stud. It doesn't matter to me at all because I know I'm secure within myself enough to where I don't need anyone to validate me. And jealousy is just another form of validation, constantly needing validation of yourself, of oneself. I don't need anybody to validate me. I'm good. You know, I don't deal with jealousy because jealousy leads to rage, and rage leads to violence.
Right.
Yes. And I agree with everything that both of you had to say right now. I'm making some homemade chicken soup over here, so, like, I'm in between things. But, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to add my little 2 cents in. I'll be hanging out. Good evening, ladies, on She's Online. I hope everybody has a wonderful show. I'll be in the background. I'll be laid back in the cut, not feeling good, but I'm acting as if I'm all right. Yes, sir. So, yeah, I don't agree with jealousy because jealousy leads to rage. Rage leads to violence, and violence leads to clink, clink, jail. I don't like jail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do jail well. I don't like the food, and I don't like the clothes.
I know that's
right.
That's
what I have to say about that. If you need to be jealous with me, you need to keep it moving because I am a loyal and faithful lover, and I do not cheat. I have not cheated on any of my lovers ever. 34 years of dating women, I have never cheated. There's no need to cheat. When I'm unhappy, I leave.
Right.
Yes, I've had it done to me over and over and over again. I've had jealous women where if I even turned my head to glance towards the door, I got slapped in my face. So, no. Mm-mm. There are things that are acceptable and there are things that are unacceptable, and that is just one of many.
Right.
Yes, I'm a good woman. Whoever catches me is going to have a great catch. I think I got a little sinker on the line, and I'm leaving it that. Talk to you later.
All right, Susan.
All right.
Well, first of all, you get better.
Right.
You double gulp that chicken noodle soup.
And I shall. And
yeah,
I said I'll be on the line until whenever you all get off the line. I'm here.
All right.
Enjoy the show.
All right.
I'm sure I will. Can't wait for After Dark.
All right.
Later.
All right, ladies. We're going to go into area code 804-291. Talk to us. First of all, the ladies that are on the line that do want to talk about the issue of jealous girlfriends, please press the number one right now. We definitely want to hear your input. 804-291. Talk to us.
Well, hello, Daddy. This is your baby, Precious Miracle. I just wanted to say it's totally unnecessary to be jealous, because if you are a confident woman and you walk with your head up, what's the purpose of being jealous when you know you got that person? For one, I'm a one-on-one person. I don't have time for all these different types of personalities. If I'm with you, I'm with you. If I ain't happy with you, as Susan said, I'm going to leave. I'm one-on-one. I don't believe in sharing nothing. And, you know, my whole thing is, if you're a confident woman, there's no need to be jealous, because it's just crazy. And it's too much. Life is too short to be worrying about what the next person is doing when love is greater than all. And that's my input.
I definitely agree with you right there. That's definitely, definitely an awesome answer. You told it. You know, I definitely like the part when you said, when you were talking about the confidence.
Yes. Because if you're a confident woman, a big key factor. Yeah, if you're a confident woman, then what's the point in being jealous? How are you going to be too? Either you jealous or you confident.
Right.
There's no way around that. Either you're jealous or you're confident. And if you're confident, then you know that you got this person, and if they are cheating, they ain't better than you. So obviously, if they coming back to you, if they're cheating, then it's something that the other person ain't doing to keep them.
So
what's the point in being jealous? Obviously, if they're cheating, then they won't never yours anyway. That's what they do.
How you feel about that, Teddy? She said it.
I'm speechless. Ain't nothing but the truth.
I hope it's a lot of jealous women on here, because I know it's some jealous women on here. Because women tend to be a little feisty anyway, you know. So,
right.
I mean, I think everybody has a little of that, you know, that insecure. I mean, everybody can say they aren't insecure, but everybody has that insecure day. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad that you brought up confidence. Confidence is what's going to get you through all that other stuff, because if you're not confident with yourself, you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? You can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself. You can't.
Right.
That's selfish. That's being selfish to them.
It is. It is. Very much so. Very much so. Like we all say, if you're a praying woman and you know God reveals things to you, the truth shall come to the light, honey. And then once you know the truth, then let the truth set you free. And whatever you're being set free of, don't keep holding on to it, because then you putting yourself back into that jealous situation. Then you did it to yourself. Pray about it. Don't fuss with the person. Pray about it. Let the truth set you free. Once it sets you free, get free.
Hey. Amen. She said it. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hold on. Hold on, Miss Precious. Before you go, hold on. I think they need to hear that last line. They need to hear the last line one more time.
Pray about it and let the truth set you free. And once you get free, stay free. Get free of it.
Did y'all hear that, ladies?
I heard it in the background.
I said, yeah, I heard it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I want to definitely thank you, Precious, for tuning in. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere, because in a few, you already know, She's On At The Dock will be here, okay? So don't go anywhere. Do not touch that dial. We'll be right back to you, and you have a good one, okay? All right. Area code 347-235. Tonight's topic is... We're talking about jealous girlfriends, insecurity in the relationship. Tell me your input. How do you feel about dealing with someone that is jealous?
Hey, bros. How you doing? Hey. I'm sorry I'm sick, but you know I had to call in. The jealousy, I don't mind to an extent. Because I feel like if you don't have trust, you don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to build a trust that's powerful enough to say, you know what, baby, go ahead, go out with your friends. I'm not worried about it. I know that you're safe, you're good, you're mine. Have a good time. And not because what time you do, you think I'm going to do. No. You build trust. Your lover is supposed to be your friend, your backbone, your all in all, your ride or die. And if you let jealousy come in between, it won't go nowhere. You have to love yourself before you can build that trust with someone. And if you don't love yourself, you can't build with the other, and you can't have no trust in that person, because you don't have trust in yourself, because there's no love there.
No, that's right. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Right? How would you react if today you're in a relationship right now and you were faced with a jealous or insecure woman? How would you handle that? You know, a lot of women say, I don't do jealous women. Or, I don't do this or I don't do that. They never have a solution. So I want to know your solution to dealing with a jealous woman.
Well, first of all, I would make them feel comfortable enough to let them know and show them that they have nothing to worry about. If I'm with you, I'm with you and only you. We sit down, we talk, we discuss it. You know, I invite you out, whatever the case may be, whatever it depends on what you're jealous about. But I will make sure that you're comfortable in any setting that you're in, so you can build that trust, so you won't have to be jealous. Now, if I'm doing all of this and you're still not trying to meet me halfway, then I have to let you go, because jealousy only turns into fighting if somebody's going to wind up getting hurt. That's how I feel.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate your comment, you know. Definitely don't go anywhere, because She's On At The Dock will be coming up in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, thank you so much for your time. We'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, ladies, if you would like to talk about jealous females, jealousy in the relationship, insecurity in the relationship, lines, please call into 646-716-6977. online or offline, if you would like to talk to me, KC, Teddy, press the number 1 so we can talk. We definitely want to hear your input on these topics, because these topics are very, a lot of people say, hey, this is not a topic that concerns me, but come on now. We all deal with a woman that be like, you know, you on your phone. Who is that? That's a sign of jealousy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Why she got to know who you on the phone with? That's a trust issue. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. Area code 248-242. Talk to us. How do you feel about jealousy and insecurity in the relationship?
Hi, guys. How y'all doing? Hey, Casey. Hey, Teddy.
Hey.
Long time no hear y'all voices. Oh, my goodness. This is Christian.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I don't know. I might catch some flack for this tonight, you know. Your listeners, you know, y'all might even give me some flack for it, but I only get jealous when a female is too close to my partner. And what I mean by that, touching and feeling on her, and, you know, being disrespectful.
Right.
But, you know, she can flirt, she can do her thing. I'm not that type of jealous. And if you touch, I'm gonna punch you. So I don't deal well with the disrespect. But the flirting, you can talk mess all day long. That don't bother me. And KC, I'm not insecure. You know what I'm saying? So and that comes from just my mother, how she raised me and what she put in me, because I'm the only girl. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't even about her going out or being with somebody else, because if that's what she chooses to do, evidently that's what she wanted. So it's nothing that I was lacking. It was just something that she wanted to do. So, but no, I don't go through, you know, who you talking to and all on her page and all that old stuff. I don't go through all that, because it's really, I trust her, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is trust.
Okay. So let me ask you another question, right? Let me ask you a question to pretty much go with your comment. You said that the only time you get jealous is when a girl is touching on her, whatever. First of all, I don't think that's jealousy that you're going through. I think that is just being a down ass chick. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a jealousy thing. Because the jealousy thing, I'll be like, you know, who was that bitch and blah, 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 blah. You know,
you just confirm
your spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think that's jealousy. You know what I mean? Like, you just confirm your spot.
I don't go through all that, because it's pointless to me. You know, she snore my face every night. So it is what it is. And when it comes to me, another bitch, competition is none. So I don't even worry about that. Whatever, however. But you can't do it better than me, so it don't even matter.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm so glad to hear y'all voices. Oh, my God.
No.
I feel like it's been forever. For real.
Yeah. We're back.
Group hug.
Yes, that's awesome. Yes, that is awesome. I'm so happy.
Oh, group hug, everyone.
I know, right?
Group hug.
Yes, group hug, yes.
Yeah. All right. That felt good.
Heard that.
Yes. They number art, love. All love. Have my Susan called in yet?
Yep.
She has.
Oh, I missed her. Oh. You know what, Chrissy? You have lost some very the love that your fans have for your show has brought some very interesting people into my life just by listening to your show. You know what I'm saying? We just having that in common. You know, I've met some really interesting people. Only I only talk to them on Twitter, but you know they interesting and it's all good. It's all love. You know they all about C Zone. I'm about C Zone. It's all good.
I love my fans. We love the fans, baby.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Love them to death. Love them to death. You just,
you know,
you got to treat your fans just like you treat yourself. You treat yourself humbly and good and loving, and then you treat your fans the same way because your fans are you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your fans make you. Your fans is what's going to get you where you need to be. So, fans, we all got to work together. I don't call you fans. I call you family. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's just what it is.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. And please don't go away no more and be gone so long.
No, we're not going away. We are not going away.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, I wasn't going to say it until the end of the show, but I was saying that. I'm actually in the process of getting this show nationally syndicated on satellite radio. But that's the next step. You know, when you get in your car, you can hear She's on Radio 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week. You know, it's in the process. It's in the process. And
that's awesome.
You know, everybody, and I want to also thank everybody for donating as well. You know, we're working hard. You know, we went from a 30-minute show to a two-hour show. You know what I'm saying? So definitely want to thank y'all so much for everything that y'all doing, everything that y'all sending. You know, I even got a fruit basket. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you ladies.
Oh, go ahead with your fruit basket.
So much
like
y'all.
Right.
Bruh, man, I never, like, received this much love in my life. You know what I'm saying? You too.
Ain't that wrong?
You know love, too, because the ladies love their teddy bear. Yeah,
right.
They love their teddy bear.
And
teddy
welcome.
Go ahead, Pendle.
No, I told you.
And now I'm in school, so I'm not gonna be able to listen and chill like Thursdays and Friday nights because I'll be so busy, you know, with studying and stuff. But I'm so glad though, because my little routine was threw off. I was like, oh my God, what to do?
Oh yeah, we are back. We are here to stay. You know,
ain't going nowhere.
Just had a there. Few little problems, but surgery took care of the problem, and now KC is back in action and ready.
Good.
You heard me?
You sound good. Yes, you sound lively and full of life and ready to go.
Yes, I'm bending over and everything. I can bend over.
Don't bend over, baby. Bend over for me.
What you say? You can bend over.
You don't bend over for me when we get off.
Oh, yeah. But that was between me and you, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
You see what I'm saying? You see how you do?
You weren't supposed to tell nobody, Teddy. That was y'all's secret.
I know, man. That's why I don't see. That's why you don't. That's what you get for being jealous and insecure, Teddy.
I'm not insecure. I am fine within myself. I know you coming home to me.
She had to tell everybody, right? Everybody had to know that. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're talking about, ladies. Okay. When stuff don't go right, do not think they cheating on you because they're gonna bend over until they're gonna get you. Gonna get that ass.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to get my belt. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Go get the belt and the Crisco.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Got my food stamps, too. I got that big old can.
See, wait a minute now. I don't know about the Crisco. I might have to throw some little dollar store shortening on here.
Oh, you know, that
Crisco fry some good chicken. I can't
do
that.
Oh, no. Yeah. I had to think about
Crisco
that.
Crisco
made
everything taste better.
You right. Go to Dollar General.
Y'all love the chain. Y'all are off the chain.
I'm waiting for you to get off the chain.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this
y'all
next,
after dark.
Yeah, this next topic that I'm about to get into, and you know, since we don't have any, you know, matter of fact, when we sitting right here talking, discussing, I'm gonna need y'all ladies to press number one right now. Y'all want to talk? jealous girls, insecure girlfriends, or whatever. Because if you don't, we're going to go into C-Zone After Dark. Y'all already know how C-Zone After Dark goes. We get to making the women moan on the radio. We get to making the climax. I mean, it gets real on C-Zone Radio. If you have never listened to a C-Zone After Dark, www.szradio.biz, you will hear we have made people climax, orgasm, everything on this radio show. This radio show is it. All right? She's on After Dark. If you are under the age of 18, please get off the phone. We don't want your mama picking up the phone.
No babies. No babies allowed.
We done had an incident where we was talking to an entertainer, right? Entertainer was on the show, right? And the girl was 15 years old, telling her that she won't hurt the dance at her what was her
her sweet 16 party.
Her sweet 16. She said, "Can you perform my sweet 16 party? My daddy say it's okay.
My daddy say it's okay. He gonna pay for it."
Yeah, and then the daddy got on the phone and started cussing. Girl, we don't need that on She's On Radio. Okay, so I'm letting y'all know now. If you are under the age of 18. Warning, please get off She's On Radio.
Management.
Team She's On. Thank you very much, Merry Christmas. Okay. Ladies, Christian, look, I do not want to let you go. Definitely stay right here because it is about to go down. Look, we don't have any better person when I think they're a little scared to talk to us about the jealous girlfriends. You know, so we're going to just go ahead and get to what they want to talk about, all right?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back to you, okay, Sophia?
Okay.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Since we have a lot more time to talk about the She's On After Dark, we're going to have a few topics for She's On After Dark. All right?
Uh-oh.
And how I'm going to do it, right, I'm going to go down the line, and I'm going to let everybody ask KC and Teddy a question. We will answer the question personally, and then we will talk about it. You get what I'm saying? Like, we'll talk about it, and then we'll let everybody else talk about it. So how does that sound, Teddy? That sounds kind of fair, right?
That sounds like a plan.
That sounds like a plan. So, ladies, if you are on the line right now, press number one, because I want to use your topic as well, okay? All right. 804-291. Ask KC and Teddy a question. And it can't be nothing. It can be After Dark. It got to be very grown and sexy. All right? Ask us something very grown and sexy. Don't make me give him a bell. All right?
Uh-oh.
804-291. State your question. Hello? Erico 804-291. All right, area code 347-235, state your question. What do you want us to talk about on this good After Dark? And you know it better be free.
Uh-oh. All right, I'm sorry. Well, I have a separate question for both of y'all.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry. I love you, Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. But how many BOBs do you have? You know what I mean by BOBs? Bend over buddies.
Don't get quiet. I ain't got none.
Teddy, come on.
Sis, come on. None.
Oh, man. Damn.
Oh, suck,
oh,
don't.
Man. I sure do. Now, bro, hi, my KC, baby.
It was good, baby. It was a good, baby.
Is there any spot? No. I'm going to change the question. Have you ever ever been intimate with a female and she asks you to stick your toes up in her pussy?
What is sexy about that?
No, let me tell you something. I know females that be doing it and they love it. I'm trying to find out.
I'm going to tell you straight up. The answer to your question is hell no. Okay? And if a woman has ever asked KC to stick her toes in her cuckoo, then she has to get the hell out of my car and my house. For one, that is nasty and unsanitary. Who the hell wants to be putting on some toe jam up a somebody's cuckoo? Ain't that bacterial infection? That's nasty.
Yes.
Who wants to go through that? I know I don't want to stick my toes in there and I break my toes out and it be some gangrene on it. No, I don't need that on my toes. I need to keep my toes cute. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, honey.
And the wrong stuff, it might fry off. I need my toes.
You need to fry off.
I had to snap. Because I need my toes. I don't need my toes frying off in the wrong stuff. Where I've been on grill too long, girl. No. And you know the toenail extra sensitive, girl. You know the toenail bend over. You know the toenail like plastic, girl. You wanna put your toenail up in that raw cuckoo, girl. And I blew off. I ain't laughing. You know, burnt. We don't need no burnt toenails up in here. Not over here. I don't need that. I don't need to be going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I just had to ask you because I don't know where in the hell I was at. I don't remember. But I know it was on Facebook. And a group of people, you know, how they do inboxes, and there's a whole bunch of people. And they asked that question, and they was like, yeah, we like it. It's sexy. It's something different. And one said that they like their underarms lit. I was like, what the hell? I was like, take me out this conversation. Uh-uh. No, that, mm-mm. But, Teddy, we all have to get you some B.O.B.s. We'll have to get you some B.O.B.s. You can't be butter booty forever. So, some B.O.B.s.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, as of now, I don't have none, so I can't. I'm not going to knock you, but this just happened. I don't have no more BOBs.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you right now, the BOBs treat you right and do whatever you want. I'm telling you. Invest in some.
No, Lord. I got you.
Bro, you're a little too quiet over there.
Man, I'm over here mad as you had all questions you had to ask me. If I'm gonna stick my little picky toes up in some coochie, I'm not sticking these toes up in no coochie. You trying to get my toes fried off? You should ask me something else.
You're supposed to love me.
You don't supposed to do that to me. Come on now.
I do love you.
But she wanted to know.
But I know that you would keep it real. I'm looking at these conversations, and I'm like, these motherfuckers must be dumb as fuck to be doing some shit like that. Because I'm not sticking my pretty feet in nobody's damn cootie, and nobody not sticking their shit in mine.
Don't it itch?
I don't know. But they
get cut with toenails, you know, and shit.
Yeah, I mean, and then come on now, and some people don't even go to Ching Ling. So their heels is all extra crispy. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like, who wants a crispy foot in that stuff? Like, I don't want, no. Mm-mm.
All right, well.
No.
Okay, all right. I'm going to ask you this. All right. Oh, damn, I'm about to say the wrong thing. God damn.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay.
All right, come on now. You got one more minute. Go ahead, ask.
All right. Okay. All right. What is your favorite? What's the thing that you would love to do, your freakiest fetish that you would want to do
to Miss Pretty P.
I would love
to
have
Miss
Pretty. You said Miss Pretty.
Yes.
First of all, Miss Pretty is like a sister, okay? So I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if Miss Pretty wasn't my sister, can we talk? Can we ask me? How about a girl in general?
A female in general?
Yeah, let's just say a female, because I can't. That's
you
like
can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Okay.
So we gonna say a female in general, the something that I would like to do right now. What I would love to do right now is have a woman have her up in the air in a handstand position with her ass tilted up on my face, ass cheeks wide, skipping past the pussy, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
A little bit of ice, a little bit of fruit involved, you feel me?
There you go.
I'm horny as up. Can we talk about, look, let's go somewhere else. All right, sis, we're going to talk to you later, all right?
Bro, let me tell you something. I was right there with you because I was about to say the same thing.
I was thinking the same thing, too, but ooh.
Girl, I understand,
girl,
bro.
There's a whole lot of things I want to do right now.
I
understand.
Especially a little bow-legged one. A little bow-legged smell. Mm. Oh. A boost to her and those bow legs.
Oh, wow. Have mercy, Lord.
Be straight before when the time all done. So if you bow legged, give me a call. But,
bro, you can hold them up in the air, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Them up in the air.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't lift weights. I don't go to the gym.
Let me tell you something. That's worth lifting because they can't move.
Oh, yeah.
Who? They cannot move.
Yeah, Lord.
Lord, man. All right, bro, go ahead, because us three is just a hot mess. Okay.
Yes.
We'll be back to you, all right?
All right, bro.
All right, ladies, if you just liked that conversation and you would like to have that 101 with KC and Teddy, we're talking about She's On After Dark. Any question that you want to talk about related to the after darkness, you know what it is. The time when the kids go to bed. Any question you want to ask us, we're going to deliver it to you 100. You know what I'm saying? So press the number one. If you all last 646-716-6977, press it because, look, we want to hear from you, all right? There you go, 248-242. Talk to us. Give us reveal to the earth.
I got a question for both of y'all. Have you ever kissed with a girl? If yes, did you enjoy it? If no, why not?
Go ahead, Teddy.
Hold on, wait. Repeat that question one more time.
Have you ever kissed it? A girl. If so, did you enjoy it? And if no, why not?
No, because no, hell no, can't do it. My hand big enough as it is, and if I ball it up in the fist, no, because it will get stuck. And how am I going to explain that when I go to the emergency room with my fist up somebody's coochie? I won't be too busy laughing.
Hey, how the hell? How did I do this slowly?
I know that's right. You know what I'm saying?
Be on the move.
Yeah, man. Especially if it's some ratchet coochie, girl.
Right? I'm like, oh my God, can y'all blow out my face?
OMG.
I'm being ratchet right now. This is some spoil shit.
Yes, man. So you like really, really, really pissed sticking your whole fist up into somebody's pussy, and they actually like it? Girl, are you crazy? What is wrong with you? Those walls must be really extended. Okay?
What?
You must have a Virginia pussy, girl, where your walls are all across the nation. Because Virginia is big, okay? So if you have a Virginia pussy or a Texas pussy, you know what I'm saying? Something is
right.
Not... pussy, and I would not be calling you after I put my fist in your pussy. So you might as well know from the jump that that's not going down in KC. That's not even cute. Why would I want to stick my fist in somebody's stuff? And just like Teddy said, it might get stuck. And what if it's the wrong stuff? What if you don't know it's wrong and you stick your pussy out? You'll stick your fist all the way up in it. You feel what I'm saying? And then you try to take your hand out. And when you finally get your hand out, like, woo, your shit is burnt off. You know what I'm saying? Like, who wants to, like, really go through? That is crazy.
Wait, Casey, look. So it's no to the feet, even if they clean pedicure feet.
Hell,
it's no to the feet.
Oh, that's nasty.
And it's no to the fist.
Yes.
No. It's a hell no.
I'm not sticking these little pretty funky stuff, and even if it's clean, that shit nasty. But by the time the feet come out there, I know she's gonna have some type of infection. You know what I'm saying?
Not if the feet is clean.
Man, I don't care what nobody say. Feet ain't clean. I don't care. You can have a cleaner. You can put pad all on your feet. Put all of the whatever, the soap and everything you want on those feet. Those feet are not clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you had to do with it?
So you don't touch toes?
See, that's a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying? Why?
That's a different scenario. You know why? We tell you the difference between sucking toes and me actually sticking my whole foot in somebody's pussy. First of all, I can clean the toes off myself, get them right, get them in the type of position that I want them to be in, get them clean enough. Okay, it is what it is. Let's go. When I'm sticking my feet in somebody's pussy, let me tell you something. First of all, did that girl get a pedicure before me doing all this? You know what I'm saying?
Are those feet
clean? Now, see, this is what they clean. I mean, that they are pussy going in clean. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? They might not have got their cuticles done, and they might get all that cuticle all up in my cuckoo. That's not cute. No way. No. We just don't need that type of exposure. Look, if you like to have your fist, your pussy box, and your pussy scratched up with big toenails, that is up to you. I support you. I love you. She's on. Okay? But when it comes down to KC, I'm not sticking my toes up in nobody's stuff. She better not ask me. I might be liable to. I'm a girl and I don't even hit women. I've been like, girl, like you're just fighting words. You know what I'm saying?
Fighting words.
Yes,
they is.
That's dumb.
It's about to go down.
I mean, you stick the whole fish in there. Like, why is her pussy taking all that fish? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. I know we do have a lot of women that do have, you know, a deep pussy. You know what I'm saying? We know that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the whole fist, like, what if it's a big man fist or something? Like, some girls, some females have big hand, man hands. You know what I'm saying? So you sticking that big man hand up in there, and she liking it, and you're like, you just punching it. You know what I'm saying?
Beatboxing it or some shit.
I mean, yeah, man, I'm straight Mike Tyson in the pussy. You know what I'm saying? She just moaning, like, are you okay? Like, damn, like, that's not cute. That's nasty.
That's painful.
Yeah, it's painful as hell.
Closing my legs right now, they tight. Shit, hell no.
That should be against the law. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
That should be a fist in the coochie and sticking the toes in the coochie should be against the law.
I got one more question.
Right, go ahead.
Do you like being tied up and be like spanked a little? Blindfolded, handcuffed.
Hey.
Like handcuffed. Like would you let a girl, like, would you handcuff a girl's wrist to her ankle and then handcuff her to the bed, spread eagle?
Mm-hmm.
Spread.
Oh yeah, now you know.
Yep.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely into that. I believe in safe sex.
Yes.
Is born sex. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When I say safe sex, I don't mean protection. I'm talking about that born missionary sex. That is born. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to go on an adventure with the woman that I'm getting ready to go get it in with. You know, I want to go on an adventure. A little bit of rough, a little bit of smooth, a little bit of you feel me? So I'm into the whole. I'm even into the whips and chains. You get what I'm saying?
Oh shit!
I'm into it. I'm gonna tie her up. She gonna tie me up. Hell, we both gonna get this stuff cracking today.
Amen.
It ain't no limits over here. Except, well, I don't do that. I don't like penetration, but I would let her do anything else to me but penetration. I mean, that's just me. I don't like penetration. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I ain't knocking nobody. I like to get, you know?
Everything else,
that she can whip me up, slap me. Especially when she slapped me. Oh, my goodness. She put on that dominatrix, man, that is like the best.
Oh, wow. Lord, pray for me.
It's the best.
It's
hard to find women like that that's into stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's hard to find, man. It seems like the girls now have the limits with sex. You know, I ain't with all that. Mm-mm. Don't touch my hair. I just got it done.
Pull my hair, choke me, make my ass to turn red.
I know that, bro.
Love it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Lord, you need to take a shower.
That's awesome. That's the best sex. Well,
I know. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Trust it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Right now.
Yes.
Blindfold me. Handcuff me. Yeah.
Get that nice paddle with the holes in it. It kind of like sucks to me when you slap it. Yeah. That's awesome. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Going down.
All the time. Oh, my goodness, y'all are in rare form tonight. And on that note, I'm going to bed.
All right now.
All right, well, we want to thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio.
Yes, yes, much love.
You got any more questions for us, definitely.
No, I don't. I'm going to listen to somebody else ask y'all some questions.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, ladies, this is what's going down. We are giving you the benefit of the doubt. We're going to let you ask KC and Teddy some She's On At The Dot questions. Any question that you want to know, you know, when it comes down to the grown up sex, we're not talking about, you know, would you smack your girlfriend? No, we're not talking about that. We want to know, would you fuck your girlfriend? This is some grown and sexy shit. If you are over the age of 18, you are okay to stay. Under 18, please go away. Please, we do not need your moms and your pops or whatever. Get on the phone and doing whatever she got to do. This is for the grown and sexy. We are really about to get it in tonight. Y'all ladies, listen online, 646-716-6977. Please call in. Talk to us, press the number one. We want to talk to you ladies one-on-one, all right? We're giving y'all that one-on-one time tonight, all right? So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to 860-505. Give us the questions you want to know. You want KC and Teddy to answer, all right? Hello, 860?
Hey. I got a question for you.
All right.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Do you have a safety word?
Stop, you crazy bitch.
KC, would you let your woman take clothespins and pinch your nipples while she spanks you on the ass?
All right, let me answer that question in the best way that I know how. Is she pinching my nipples before the period or after the period?
Look, would you let your girl pinch your nipples, nigga?
No, but I can't give you the answer that I want to give
with
you.
With clothespins. While she spikes you on the ass with great jelly on her hands.
Oh, wow.
Now, you don't went too far now, man. Cause I was, like, really into the whole clothespins on the nipples. You know what I'm saying? Then you had to throw the grape jelly in, and now you're trying to have my ass all sticky. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-mm-mm.
We don't need no roaches flying around on the booty. And I'm just, don't need all that.
How about Teddy?
Yeah.
Would you let your girl suck fruit out your ass?
What the hell? No. What? No. No. What? The stuff goes out. Not go in. No.
So no fruit salad tossing the salad for you?
No.
Hell
good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm good. No. Mm-mm.
Put it on my ass. I'll take Teddy's. Yeah.
You can have my fruit, bro. There you go. It is.
Ain't nothing like a good tall salad, baby.
You can have it.
Hello. All day long, toss a nice salad. Put a little dressing on it. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Somebody be bad. Go get the belt.
Yes, Lord. Give me that salad.
I'm getting the belt. I'm going to get my belt, Jesus.
Give me that salad. I'm going to say, come here, baby. Give me that salad.
I know that's right. Somebody go give it to you.
Steak my ass and call me Charlie.
Uh-oh.
Damn. I mean, why you gotta be called Charlie, though? Yeah, all these other things.
Can call me Sheriff. She wants to.
Uh-oh.
I'll be Buffy for a night.
Oh, Buffy.
Y'all be staying tonight.
And I say yes to the fist fucking. Hell yeah.
Ow, that hurts.
Put a little lube on it. That shit slides in and out real nice. And I got a catcher's mitt for a hand. How about that?
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Mess around and pull out her throat.
That's what I was about, took the words right out of my mouth.
See, I done took some cold medicine, some cough syrup with codeine. Man, listen, I'm sipping on that scissor.
Hey. She's been listening to that 36 Mafia.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
what
But I say yes to the dressing on the salad. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, KC, before we hang out, what's your safety word?
Ooh!
What's your safety word? Since I heard you talk about dominatrix and whatnot, do you have a ball gag and what's your safety word?
It's woo!
She had a real player. Woo!
My safety word is knuckles.
It's woo!
It's woo!
Woo, knuckles.
All right, I will give someone else. I'm going to share the time. It was nice. I'll be on the line laughing my ass off. If anybody wants to look at my post, I will make them public because I have posted some shit on here. Mike Tyson the pussy, yes.
Okay.
Later.
All right, ladies, look. Y'all can get this 101 time with KC and this 101 time with Teddy. So I'm going to need y'all to definitely hit the number one. We definitely want to talk to you. Ladies, we want to know, look, we only give this shout out once in a lifetime. Like, you get the chance to ask KC and Teddy anything. Like, come on now. Y'all have some questions for us. So come on.
Yep.
ask questions in the inbox every day. So, look, we're giving y'all the time to really, really connect with us tonight, all right?
So
don't
be scared.
Number one, don't be scared. Teddy said, don't be scared. She's not going to bite you. All right, Merry
Unless
Christmas.
You want me to.
I heard that.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa, man. Look, we're going to head up into the 704-242. Tonight's topic is, it's all on you, baby. You got Casey and Teddy to yourself. So give us some questions. What you want to ask us, all right? 704-242. Talk to us.
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I just don't know about that last call, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess. Okay, so my question is, what's the number one thing a female can do to turn you on?
Go ahead, Ted. You go first. Lower.
I got
a thing for a minute.
You? Oh, if they could dance for me and get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Being sensual, like slow, would just make me not. If I try to touch them, they push my hands away.
All right. Playing hard to get, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
For me, if they could sound like you.
Oh, Lord.
That'll definitely get me started, you know. It's nothing like a woman with a sexy voice.
Mm-hmm. That too.
So yeah, definitely, that's number one. And number two, a walk. I love a woman with a walk. You know, it's something when a woman walk past you and your whole inside of your body just drop, shaking roll. You ever had that happen to you? Like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely I'm gonna say the voice one, but it's tied with the walk.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so can I ask another question?
Yes, you can talk all night long.
Bro.
I just want to hear your voice. I do.
Oh, shit, man.
All right, so do you like it when a fan wears heels when you're fucking him?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Do you like it when a femme wears heels as you are fucking her?
Mm-hmm. Long hair, red bottoms. Yes. Yes. That is definitely a turn on for me because, you know, I love ultra femmes anyway. I love women that are just feminine for no reason, very submissive, and definitely the heels put me in like a overload. Like, it'll just make me like an energizer bunny. You feel me? That'll definitely turn me on.
I'm like in a trance.
Oh, yeah. Heels. Oh, stilettos? Yes.
Oh, man. It's like, oh, my God. Whatever you want, I catch you.
Especially in some high stilettos. Red, yes. That'll just set it all for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I got one more and then I'll be done. What is your favorite
position?
What is your favorite position?
Go ahead, Teddy.
Why you put me on the spot for? Why you
Lord. Go ahead, Teddy.
Don't be shy about it.
Oh,
are you shy?
Definitely not shy.
I like to eat a female from the back.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And don't run because I will hold you down.
But let me see. My favorite position, I guess I have to give it a name because I'll just describe it to you. We're going to name it on the phone right now. I don't know the name of this position, but me, with my back laid back on whatever you know. Her positioned backwards towards my face in a split position. I told you something about the ass that does something to me. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want the ass in a split position on my tongue, but kind of, see y'all nasty. See y'all listen, y'all ladies nasty. Girl, I had to stop for a minute because that was just about to go somewhere else. But
yeah. But it's after dark, right?
Oh, so is that a challenge?
Take
it
like you want.
See,
she feisty.
Yes,
she is, bro. Very, very much so.
Yeah, very, very spiced. Very spiced. But yeah, that is it's something about a split on my face. And I would definitely say that would have to be my number one position.
So you both use straps?
I am a pleaser. So when it comes, I do. I will. I give her what she wants.
Daddy, you too?
All day. Give it to her how she want it, where she want it. Don't matter.
So have you ever had a sim push you up against the wall and stand on her hands and wrap her legs around your waist?
No.
I haven't.
I have had that done. Yes.
I want it done, but I haven't had it done yet.
In the handstand position, I love that position as well. Yes.
With the heels on.
Yes.
They gotta have the
heels on.
I mean, they don't have to, but I'm just saying, if they do, then it gives a little bit more excitement.
Yeah, I gotta get somebody to try that. Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't gonna know what to do with myself.
All right, well, I don't want to take up no more time, so.
But why?
I mean, I don't care to stay on the line, but I'm sure there's other females that want to ask you questions.
So let me ask you another question. So I'm going to go to everybody else, right? So when I come back to you, would you give me a topic? Don't leave now, because I call you back because I got your number, so.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm just over with it.
I got you.
All right. So we'll be back to you, okay?
Behave.
Oh, DT, I think she's talking to the wrong person.
Behave, bro.
Keep going up. I don't know.
But hey, man.
Okay. But we'll be right back to you, okay, 704? All right. Say it.
Yeah.
Did you hear that voice, man?
Yes, I did.
Hey, you okay? You ain't sweating for this. Hey.
No, I'm not. I ain't sweating over here. I'm good. You good?
Man, I'm sweating like a motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. She didn't got you all hot and bothered.
I got me sweating, man. Look, I don't sweat too much. That lies.
She got you sweating all over your body.
You crazy, man. So, ladies, like I said before, if you ladies... The line. This is what I want you to do. I want you to press that number one because we definitely want to talk to you because you deserve to have your opinion heard and you deserve to get your one-on-one tab with KC and Teddy, right? So, it is after dark and I know you ladies want that one-on-one time with KC and Teddy. So, don't be scared to press the number one. We want to hear everything you got to say, alright? Look, area code 813-952. You got the time with us. Ask some questions. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good evening.
How are you?
My question is, I'm good. My question is for both of you. It's a two-part question. I wanted to know, have either one of you ever let a sim go down on you?
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you enjoy it?
Let's just say the last person who did make me scream.
I know that's right. Shit.
And I was running.
What did you say?
And I was running away from her.
Okay.
As far as KC is concerned, let me tell you something. There's one thing that I love the most about having intercourse with a woman is her putting me on my back and making me moan. Because I moan too. You heard me? And I love it. Especially if she know what she doing. Especially if she, you know, she massaging around my lips the right way. Tickling my clit the right way. I love it. Especially if she know how to take the mouth moving from the clit and move it to the back and on to the front all the same damn time. I'ma tell you, I love it. So, I love it. You hear me, Teddy? I love it.
I hear you.
Yes. Make me scratch your back.
Right?
Make me scratch your back.
Like, make me call your name.
Make me call your name. I mean, I know my name is hot. My name is sexy. But your name can be sexy, too. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's please each other.
Right.
You know?
And my other question is for the studs that don't allow you to touch them. I've always been told that they play the persona of being hard, but they want to be touched, and they have a jump off on the side, or that's why you see stud-on-stud relationships. Is that true, coming from your standpoint?
Okay, say it one more time.
I've always been told that studs that don't allow you to touch them, they always keep that one little secret jump off on the side because they want to share those emotions, but they're playing that hard role. And also that's why you see stud-on-stud relationships as well. They'll go out with a sim, but the studs that are really close to each other will get each other off. Is that, like, true?
From my opinion to that, I just feel like, you know, everybody likes what they like. You know, not everybody is into getting, you know, just, you get what I'm saying. Not everybody the same way. Some people, they like to get, I guess you want to call it head, or you want to call it oral sex. Some people like that, and some people don't. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that that's what pushed them over to the stud. I think what pushed them over to the stud is that they just happen to like dominant women. They like women that are like them. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay, too. You know, I can't really speak for everybody. I just think everybody likes what they like.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Have any more questions for us?
No, that was it. That was the only ones I have. Some of the other questions have just made me speechless, so I'm good.
How did it make you speechless?
I'm good with the toes and the whole fishing. that made me speechless. I mean, I can hardly take on a strap without it hurting and like clenching up. I can't imagine a fist. I mean, gosh. Crazy.
That's right. Well, yeah. since you're scared to talk to us some more, you know, that's what I'm going to say.
Why don't you ask me a question? I'm not scared of you asking a question.
You want me to ask you a question?
You can ask me a question. I'm not scared.
So, first of all, let me ask you a question. Are you into feminine women or are you into dominant women? Before I go into what I'm going to say.
I'm into dominant women.
Okay. Let me ask you one. What is your deepest, darkest fantasy?
I'm sorry?
What is your deepest, darkest fantasy? What is your fantasy?
My deepest, darkest fantasy. Probably to have a... Probably to have a threesome. I want to have a threesome.
So you've never been in a threesome before?
I have, but it's been with another female and a male. I haven't had one where it's all females and aggressive females.
Okay, okay. So how did you like that threesome? Was it hot? Was it nice? Can you explain it a little bit to me? I mean, because, you know, I want to know what happened. I'm really, what did you say?
I want to know too.
Yes, I want to know. I want to know the details of that. Can I know the details? Can we know the details?
Actually, it was a long time ago. It was first when I was first introduced into the lifestyle, and I was exploring around a little bit. Didn't know what to exactly do when I came across a female, and I liked her, and she was bisexual, and she asked me. Would I do that for her? She was the only one that touched me. And her partner touched her. So the rules were he cannot touch me. And she was also a dominatrix. So she played the dominant female in the room. And I had an extreme orgasm.
How long did it take for you to have that orgasm, though? And
I had several throughout the night. I had been blindfolded. I was whipped with hot wax. I did the handcuffs, and I did where she went down on me while she was getting hit from behind. And, it went on for a couple of hours. So...
And where are you from? I was looking at the area code and I'm wondering that 813. Where exactly is that?
813 is in Florida, but when I had my threesome, I was living in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, wow. 757. Oh, wow.
I was in the 757, yes.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Teddy.
Yeah.
I'm in love with this conversation.
Come back to the 757.
Yes, please, please, please. Please come back. Yes. Teddy, I will meet y'all in 757.
I'll meet you at the Hershey Bar. Does it still exist?
Okay, I know where that's at. So it's Point Road. Yep, Norfolk, got you.
I do not know where that's at. Y'all have to meet me.
I do.
Y'all have to meet me at...
When I lived there, it was the Hershey Bar, and it was the, there was another one that was on Little Creek Road.
That's not there no more. That's not there no more. Well, y'all know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, Nettie Buddy's was right around the corner from my house when I lived in Norfolk.
Well, damn, you might have seen me there. That was so fun.
And that's when I was just coming out into the life and venturing out. So,
where was I?
Exactly. Shit.
Any more questions?
Do you have any more questions? Because you sound very interested.
Yes. Yes, you did.
No, it would be good. I just wanted that answered. I went through a situation, and it took another stud to tell me that. But studs keep the jump off on the side. The ones that claim that they don't want to be touched, they always lie. They lie to themselves.
I don't know about all that, but I just feel like anybody who do not want to be touched in a lesbian relationship by another woman should not commit to be. I feel that, you know, I just feel like, I don't know, it is so awesome to actually share juices with another woman, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the body, you know, get together. And have you ever, like, let me ask y'all a question. Have you ever grinded with another woman?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, the woman on top of you, she ride your clit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me, that feels awesome, right?
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Could you really imagine somebody not liking that? Like, that is just, like, take you into, like, overload. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's an awesome feeling. I don't understand mm-hmm. why people don't think outside the box. They, oh, I'm not going to let her lick me because I'm going to feel feminine. Well, feminize me. You know what I'm saying? Look, what up? I'm done. ASAP. I'm done. You know, I don't understand, but, you know, to each his own. I support them. They got to jump off. They got to jump off. It is what it is. But I know KC and Teddy, we want it. We're in the right Teddy. They're in the right.
Amen. Amen.
But we want to thank you, ma'am, so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. Do not go anywhere because we're going to have another session, okay?
Okay. Okay, talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to go into, what's this, area code 214. Come on, get your long time with Casey and Teddy. Ask us any. And do not ask us the crazy stuff like, where are you going tomorrow? You know, it's okay, but we're going to save that before dark. This is after dark, okay?
Right.
All right, code 214-864. Talk to us.
How are you, gentle friends, doing tonight?
All righty, you. All right.
I'm lovely.
I'm doing great, thank you. I was really just calling. I wanted to actually hear Casey's voice. I know she put a post in that she sounded so I actually wanted to be the judge of that myself.
So what exactly is your verdict?
Definitely.
Oh, wow. Get it, bro. Get it.
Thumbs up for me. It's a definite thumbs up for me.
Oh, wow. You got a sexy voice, bro.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the compliment. You know, I was joking around with it, but, you know. Thank you so much for the compliment.
Yes, your head is 10 times big right now.
Your voice is not so bad itself. Itself.
Yeah, not so bad.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm here.
Do I need to leave this conversation?
Now you are getting big-headed.
I'm about to say, do I need to leave this conversation?
I'm just playing with you. You got a nice voice behind, okay?
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
You know, most of us generally only want to strap their girl. I'm actually the type of female whereas I want to strap my girl, you know, whether it's a stud or a femme. Do you guys take the strap? Is your female using a strap on you? Is that a problem?
Well, go ahead, Teddy. You answer that question.
I knew it.
You do have it to come to you, Teddy. Here comes Teddy. Teddy coming for you.
Okay.
You know, before you answer that, the reason for my answer is, just like you stated earlier, you know, you want to feel the juices and that connection and that vibe mm-hmm. and that flow, you know, even when you're grinding. I feel, you know, when I use the strap on my stuff, that's a bond. That's a very deep bond, you know, and I think it's just so sexy when two females can just, you know, become one and like you say, think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
So have either one of you have to strap?
I guess I get to answer this question first, huh? Hello?
Yeah, we're waiting.
Let me hear from KC first. I want to.
Hold on. Why you got to hear from me first?
Sounds sexy, right?
Sounds sexy. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is how I feel about that situation. I don't knock nothing. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? As far as me concerned, I'm not really into me being penetrated.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not really into it. I'm not going to say that I would never do it.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I would never do it. First of all, like I said, I'm a pleaser. You know what I'm saying? In this lifetime right now, do I see myself doing it? No. But the right woman, the right time, and the right place, it could go down. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not going to knock it. I'm just not, you know, trying to get it done right now. It's not for me, right? You know what I'm saying? It's not for me, but, you know.
So have you in the past?
Have I in the past? I did it one time. That was actually my first love. You know what I'm saying? My first love. You know, I was a lot younger, and you know, it went down. You feel me? But I also almost threw her off the bed, like get off me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The whole penetration, it's just not. You get what I'm saying? It's not really for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me. You know.
I don't dig the whole penetration either, but if that's what makes my girl happy and that's what she wants, then I'm going to give it to her. You know, I go into a relationship, if I hear that you say I'm a touch me not and what you're not going to do and what you're not going to allow me to do, I like challenges. And definitely, you know, at the end of the relationship, you're going to regret that the same what you wouldn't allow me to do, because it will get done.
That is true.
You answer my question, Teddy. It's your turn.
It's my turn. I can answer now. Oh, wow. Well, yes, I have had it done to me before. And it really doesn't matter, but it has to be with that right person. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It's kind of fun because it's a challenge for them. Because they expect, damn, Teddy ain't gonna want that. But if Teddy says she want it, I'm going to get what I want.
That goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever... I'm sure you pretty much know the answer to this. But have you guys had an oldie show?
No.
Have we ever what? What she said?
Have you ever had a golden shower?
Have I ever had a golden shower? No. No. I definitely don't do the golden showers. I don't. What they call when the person squat on you and take a deficit on your body. I'm not into that. Like, that's nasty.
<Don't>
You know what I'm saying? Like this picture you walking away from a sex scene smell like pee and doo-doo. That is not cute.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, there's nothing cute about that. There's nothing cute about that at all. Mm-hmm. And I don't care. Even the cleanest pee smell. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
It ruins the moment. God,
yes,
help us all.
Just be like, I'll be extra wet, and then next thing you know, she just come back and say, hey, can I pee on you? And then, you know, I'm just going to go into, like, fight mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, I'm going to go right into the fight mode. That's nasty. Like, why would somebody want to do that to somebody? You know what I'm saying? It's rude. That should be against the law.
I'm with you guys on that. I had a friend, whereas her stud friend wanted her to urinate on her, and I just thought that was the nastiest thing. So I just thought I'd ask you guys that question and see what your thoughts was on that.
Oh yeah, I had a couple of females ask me could they do a golden shower on me. You know what I'm saying? I've had that a couple of times. You feel me? Yeah, I don't knock your fetish, but do not bring that fetish over here. Okay, you get me?
You keep that over there.
That is for you. You stay on over there with your pissy funky booty smell. Say, you know what I'm saying? Don't bring that stuff over here, cause I know you stink.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't right with you if you got there walking and peeing and doodling on people. That's not sex.
That's just gross.
That should be a law. That should be like straight jail time. You know.
I'm gonna go write my congressman right now.
Yes, some people get ass in it. That's nasty.
I have another question.
Okay.
With you guys being studs, do you have a problem with your lady? Maybe I like ass. Whether you fem, stud, I don't do the labels, but I do love ass. And I've had some that say, you know, no, don't play with my ass. But I like ass. Do y'all like your asses played with?
Mm-hmm. I love ass. I love ass. I love looking at it, watching it, touching it, licking it, stroking it. I love ass. Ass is like, if you have an ass, you have me. You know what I'm saying?
But can your girl play with your ass?
What you mean, can she play with ass? I mean, what do you mean by that?
Licking it, touching it, stroking it.
She just can like, do all of the above except stroke it. She better not stick anything in my ass. My ass is for me to only release one thing. There's only one thing making her feel funny. It is not a finger and it is not a strap. Now, the tongue, she can do what she want to do with the tongue. You get what I'm saying? We can style it all day. I love tall salad, baby. Put a little ranch on it, baby. It'd be good for you. You know? But I don't want no foreign objects going inside of me, around it.
So are you guys embarrassed to have your legs up in the air if a woman is really handling her business down there?
I'm so open when it comes down to sex. As far as opening my legs, I even ride face too.
Oh shit.
I even ride face too. No limit.
You took my answer, man.
That's just
wrong.
I ride the face.
Legs in the air. Everything. Shit. I made films.
Cause I don't understand. You know, it's a lot of dominant women out there. It's like, hey, I'm not gonna do that. That's bitch made. That's hey. All I hang around is dudes. You get what I'm saying? All my friends are dudes. You get what I'm saying? And every dude I know, we talks about this on the regular about females and you know the head. Or sex and all that. I'm sorry, ladies, if I say head and it'll finish you. I'm sorry. But you know, giving each other head or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's a lot of men out there that will tell you, like, straight up, hey, I will ride her face. You know what I'm saying? I'll put her face right there and I'll ride that joint. You feel me? Man, all the dudes I know will tell you that. So I don't understand why these women out here saying it's bitch made. It ain't nigga like, man, you better get with some real niggas, some real G niggas that'll tell you straight up, like, I ride her face. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you straight up. Like,
you know
on some
what
real
I want?
Stuff. What you want, baby?
I want my girl to put a strap on and sit on the toilet, and I want to ride her while she's on the toilet.
Let me ask you a question.
You can have it down.
Look, bro, you know I'm about to get into it, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get into it. I gotta ask some questions with this. Now, when you say you want her to be, you want the two to be on the toilet. Is she doing some things on the toilet while y'all getting it in, or is she just on the toilet?
This is on the toilet.
Now,
she can go ahead and pee, but not all that shitting and stuff. I'm not down with all that smelling some damn shit. No, I just thought it in my head, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna have to try that one.
Hmm. That sounds good. I don't know about y'all.
I'm a little freaky.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, hey, I like it's nothing like a freak, man. Let me tell you something. If you get relationship with Cleo, my name is Cleo too, KC Cleo, whatever you want to call me. If you get up in a relationship with Cleo, you better be ready to be a freak. You better be ready to get tamed. We gonna be taming each other over here. You hear me? There ain't
so
no more sex.
Are you too freaky for the females that you've been with? Because I've noticed that your status went from in a relationship to single, in a relationship to single. And
are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Leo, Casey, whatever it is you'd like for me to call you.
Elaborate a little bit more on what you're trying to say to me one more time.
Are you a little bit too freaky for him?
I think that I'm always too freaky. I'm a big hornball. That's what they call it.
You know, I don't think that ever such a thing as being too freaky. You know.
You know what? Some women can't handle. Some women can't handle a very sexual person. And then you know, just because you're a sexual person doesn't mean that you're putting it down in the bedroom. Now, see, I'm the type of person that I would work with a woman if she don't know what she's doing in the bedroom. I would, you know, we can try, we can work it out. That's just something you don't leave somebody for. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm giving you the pointers and I'm showing, if I'm taking your head, right, or I'm taking whatever and I'm putting it where I want it to be pleased, and I'm doing it every time we have sex, and you still not getting it,
I'm gonna get turned off.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you know, look, I'm 100% free. I'm 100% free. I like it the way I like it. You know what I'm saying? And I think all of us, everybody likes sex the way they like it. They want it the way they want it, and they want to be pleased in the spot. They want everybody got a spot.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need, that spot needs to be hit every time we have sex, 100 times or more. With me, I'm not a minute, I'm not a person to have sex for a minute or two. I want to be engaged in something for hours. I'm the type of person that can go on all day.
So
no break, I don't need a break.
How long can you say you can go eating pussy without intervals?
Let's see. The longest I have ever went without actually stopping was 9 hours.
Shit.
Yeah.
I just went
1.5.
God,
non-stop. Non-stop, 9 hours. Constant.
Yeah,
position after position. Legs flying after legs flying. Grinding. You know what I'm saying? 9 hours.
Damn. Got me beat.
And I still wasn't done.
Oh,
they
shit.
They couldn't handle it no more. You know what I'm saying? So
you like for a female to just grab your head and just push your head down there in between the legs and just... Because I like pushing the head down, man. I want to push your head down, man. I want you to smell it and taste it.
I want you to drown my face. That's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want you to drown my face. I don't want to breathe while I'm down there. I don't need to breathe.
Shit. I got hair. You pull my hair when I'm down there. It's a wrap. I ain't getting up.
You can smack my head. You feel me? See, I don't got no hair on me, but you can smack my head. You feel me?
Smack, pull. I don't care.
That's
see,
when I'm down there, I like to get seizures. I like to get women seizures. Now, if I'm not giving you a seizure when I'm down there massaging those walls and those lips, if you're not having a seizure when I'm done with you, then we need to do it again, because I'm not doing that. I like to get seizures. I don't like to give you just the moans. I want you to have a seizure.
I want your body to shake.
Oh yeah.
Make it shake till you can't shake no more.
Definitely. I really do appreciate you guys' time. Thank you so much for taking my call and you know, spending a little time with me. I really do appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am, so much.
So welcome.
Keep doing your thing. Y'all hold it down. That's what's up.
Right.
Now, I'm going to get off this line, and I'm actually going to jack off and probably give me about 9 of them.
Mm.
Oh, right.
Yeah, have a no, hold on. What did she say, Teddy, one more time?
She about to go handle some things.
So my question to you is, why do you have to get off of the line with us to handle that? Why can't you just handle it right here?
Now.
See, with the numerous amounts that I want to get, there's several other ladies that are on the line that are also waiting for you to take their call, too.
Oh, I'm not selfish
like that. I'm not selfish. I'm going to definitely share you guys with everyone else.
Dang.
Okay.
So y'all have a good night.
I am. Thank you.
Yes, please inform us to how that went after you go down. All
right.
Right.
I'll definitely update.
Thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio, and you have a nice night.
You too.
Woo!
Breathe, man.
Let me breathe for a minute.
Lord.
I can't even say I'm going to get in trouble no more. Shit, I can listen. I can talk all I want to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? All right. So we got one more call of ladies. There are a lot of you ladies on here that I know time with KC and Teddy. You can ask anything. Ask us anything. Anything dealing with after dark. We will answer you. There are no limits on this call. You hear what I'm saying? So y'all need to get with it. 646-716-6977. Press that number 1. Man, even if you wanna just play with your pussy, you just want us to hear, hey, we are here for you. We can blow through the phone. You can just imagine it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. She's on no limit, baby. Area code 202-459. Got you a long time with KC and Teddy, so make it good, all right? Let's go.
Oh, yeah, can I greet you?
What?
Yeah.
Y'all are?
We trying to have a threesome.
That's what I said.
Whoa, huh?
I already started playing with it, so are you willing to be with me on it? Let me find out.
Nah, just caught me off guard a little bit, you know.
I'm bullshit, but my question is
damn, I got bullshit. Why you just, you know? Man, I was ready to jump in with you.
You were.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I was. I don't have no problem. No problems at all.
I'm so sorry to support you.
Well, thank you.
But I want to know some stuff on, like, role play, and I was wondering, do y'all do it and like get really into character?
So if I be your doctor, will you be my nurse?
No, I would be your doctor. You would be my nurse.
Oh, watch out there now.
That sounds good, too.
It does.
Right?
Okay, but the problem is, that's what I'm saying, because I heard the conversation earlier that you don't, you know what I'm saying, knock it, but you can't, you know what I'm saying, do it or whatever. And ain't nothing wrong with that, but I like to do that with my son. Mm-hmm. And it is a job, mm-hmm. and it is fun, and it is, it's sexy. Mm-hmm. And as long as she's not enjoying it more than I am, then it's all good.
Right.
But if, I don't know. Y'all having these conversations with these females, are y'all getting a little wet over there?
A little bit.
I'm good.
A little bit. You good?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Shit.
What's that?
That.
You got a cold. You need me.
I need my doctor.
On deck.
Yep, need the doctor. Come on.
I'm going to ask this question, y'all. Where Casey, I'm going to ask the question you said don't ask, but I'm going to ask anyway. We are going tomorrow.
What'd you say?
That's what I'm going to ask the question. You said don't ask. So where y'all going tomorrow?
I'm going to Fridays and she's on tomorrow, baby.
I know that's right. I'll be up in there with you.
All day.
I'm going to be there.
207 West Broad Street. You know what it is.
I know where it's at. You know who you're talking to.
Who am I talking to?
You talking to your baby mama.
I'm talking to my who?
You talking to your baby mama.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That I could be your
so
baby
long?
Mama, too.
Hello?
Oh, hell.
Oh,
D-voice. No. You were just over here acting. Uh-oh.
D-voice ASAP.
Huh?
D-voice ASAP.
D-voice ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Y'all going to be talking after this is over with.
You said what?
I said y'all going to be talking after this show is over with. Uh-huh.
Don't be mad. I just be talking with Casey.
I know, I'll just mess with y'all.
You said what?
I said, I know y'all now. I was just messing with y'all.
But Teddy, I did want to ask you this, though. So you don't have a problem with, like, you don't have a problem with, like, taking penetration sometimes?
No, I don't. But it won't happen all the time. That's all I
right,
say.
Right, right. And I can respect that because I don't respect whoever I'm dealing with and I decide to do that. I wouldn't expect her to always want it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you, on the other hand, Casey, you say you can't ever see yourself doing it. Why you think it hurt or it took away your studhood or, I mean, what?
Studhood.
Yeah, studhood, not manhood, but studhood.
You said studhood, damn. This ain't for me. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm not going to sit here and say it. I'm just going to say, like I said before, you know, I don't have no thrill to get into it. You get what I'm saying?
Well, how do you know it? You really didn't, like, do it.
Look, listen, I'm not. Look, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say it would never happen. But
right
now, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going down. You know what I mean? But like I said, the perfect woman, you know, the perfect woman might come along. And, you know, like I said before, I'm a pleaser. Well, please, I give her what she wants. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
also, though, if you give her what she wants and she wants to do that and she wants to also please, and you
like
got
I said,
to,
she gotta be that boss bitch. You feel me?
Right.
That's,
okay.
That's exactly what's going to happen with that. She gotta be that. She gotta be special.
Okay, and I was wondering why, like, some studs be ashamed to, like, moan. Like, what's the problem with that?
I don't know what's wrong with them, but,
Right? I ain't gonna hold back for nothing and nobody.
And you said,
hell no.
And you said, because one of my friends said that her girl said that she didn't know how to. So I was feeling like that was a poor excuse. I was feeling like apparently my friend didn't know what she was doing, because how do you don't know how to make sounds?
You better make some dog sounds or some shit.
Oh, you make dog sounds. You might get punched in the face, because that's a fucking
man,
mood.
Fuck
up.
That. She better make some. You better make some, man. Ain't no need had it. You feel me? Like, hey, if it's good, it's good. And
right.
Girl ain't gonna never know it if you don't goddamn express it to her. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm a, like I say, hey, if she doing it good, everybody can't make me one, because I'm a hard one to make me one. You feel me? So,
right.
Everybody can't make me mom, but if you got it, if you got that touch like that, hey, I'm gonna show. I'm gonna give you props. I'm gonna give you everything. That is.
Well, she told me she wanted me to ask that, so she's sitting right here. She's shy, but I told her I asked. So.
Oh, she ain't gotta be shy.
Yeah, she's real shy, but I don't know. I'm thinking about hitting that myself after I got this phone.
Oh, well,
yeah,
handle your business.
Huh?
I say, well, handle your business, pimpin'.
Will do.
I know that's right.
All right, y'all take it easy, okay?
All right. Anybody else want to talk to us? Don't be scared.
Come on, talk to us.
Don't be scared, bruh.
Well,
I'm gonna go back to 704, bro. It's almost the end of the show, and I need.
Hey,
and
I ain't mad at you, man.
So 704, where you at, girl?
I'm right here.
Hey.
Hi.
All right.
Oh my goodness! There you go.
there it is.
So 704, are you single? Are you single, 704?
Yes.
Oh.
And where is 704? Where exactly is that? I need to know if I have frequent flyer miles to that area.
704 is in North Carolina, but I moved back to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Road trip.
So, Teddy, what are we doing this weekend?
I believe we're going somewhere tonight, well, tomorrow night, whatever you want to call it, because it is Friday. You know where we going?
We going now. Where you say you at? Atlanta? What part of Atlanta are you in?
What?
What part of Atlanta are you in?
DeKalb County.
All right, now, we're going to DeKalb County. We're going down Atlanta Fast.
We going down 85, bro. We ain't going down on these trying to get to Atlanta in like 2 days and shit. We going down 85.
I'm trying to tell you, either way, we going to get down there, God dang bang at the hill.
Hell no. So what do you like to do?
Yeah, you can't take the long way.
What do you like to do? So you trying to get over the question. I'm asking you a question. What do you like to do?
Oh, no, I'm not trying to get over the question. What in terms of what? Like, sexually or what?
Oh, shit.
I mean, since you want to put it like that, both.
Both?
Yeah.
Sexually?
What's some things to turn you on?
Oh,
yeah, what's some things to turn you on?
A stud that wears a tie. I don't know what it is, but I just want to pull on that motherfucker and just,
Okay.
So what else? What else?
You what?
Nothing. Go on. I want to know.
You got on a tie?
I got a tie.
Yeah,
I ain't got
one
on
neck now. Down.
Yep, I got a neck tie.
It's going to get you in trouble.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Look, Teddy, I'm going to go ahead and back up on that one. Yeah, look. Yeah, go ahead. You got the tab, bro. Look.
No, she got the tab in her hand.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. I'm pulling it towards me.
Oh, and I'm biting my bottom lip, too.
Oh, Lord.
Cleo, you don't have a tie?
Everybody get quiet. Y'all get quiet.
I don't know. I asked her if she had a tie.
She asked you if you had a tie.
Oh, do I have a tie?
Yeah, you.
Well, I have a whole wardrobe of ties. I have a whole briefcase of ties.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So, have you ever fucked a female in the rain?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. On top of the car, baby. That was the last time I fucked somebody. The rain was on top of my car in Bird Park. I don't know if y'all know where Bird Park is, but those of you that are on here that live in Richmond, Virginia, you know, it's a very, very, very great park. So, Bird Park.
Yeah, up in there.
Daddy, have you?
No. Not in the rain.
See, me neither. But I want to so bad.
There you go, Teddy.
I know it need to rain.
Okay.
There you go. You better go to Atlanta, Teddy.
Ooh, is it raining down there this weekend?
Honey, I don't know.
I'm about to find out.
Y'all can make it rain. Y'all can make your own. You hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Mm, Jesus. Gonna go take a shower now.
So, what do you like to do?
Ooh, she's talking to Teddy.
Both of you. Both of you.
Both of us, man.
I'm talking to both of you. Man. I got you both.
See?
Oh, you got us both.
Uh-huh.
There's something about that that turned me on a little bit. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. I don't know neither, man.
I don't know. Look, bro, I don't know what it was.
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. You got quiet over there, though.
Hey, I'm a pleaser. So
hey.
Whatever it is she want to do, that's what I want to do.
What?
You said what I want, what I like to do, right? So whatever it is she like to do, that's what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are we talking about sexual or are we talking about this?
Yeah, we're talking about sexually.
Okay. Oh, good gracious.
All right.
I mean, it's after dark, so.
I'm an ass lover, so. I love ass more than I love pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we differ.
Love it.
You the same.
You nasty.
What? I want a woman to sit on my face. Come on now, what the hell?
Who don't? Like, come on now.
Grab my face. That's what I want.
Bruh.
What? Yeah.
Man, should have went with me last night. Woo!
Oh, my God.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. I got to talk about this experience on there, y'all. Like, real time. I got to talk about this experience on there, y'all. Because we got to talk about this vibe, though. Look. All right. You don't mind if I share this with you, Miss 704, do you?
Mm-hmm. No.
Man,
I mean.
I went. It was the V-Day yesterday, right? To this gentleman's club last night, right? And you know that song, I'm in love with a stripper? Man, let me tell you, man. This girl, I know I went to the ATM machine about 6 times. This one girl, Teddy.
Yeah.
You said you like ass on your face?
Mm-hmm.
If you would have went with us last night, you would have got ass all. I mean, the pussy was just all up in the face. You get what I'm saying? Like, smothering. I mean, like, we going to talk about that later. Look, ladies, thank y'all so much. Teddy.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Look, we talk about you know, exotic dances or whatever. Let me tell you something. This girl ass was propped up over the stage and the booty cheeks were just flapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just off the fucking chain. And it was in my face, on my lip type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just fascinating. Like, I have never in my life had to share that with somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really did. Daddy, I had to share that with you. I told you I was on the radio earlier because I had to share my experience.
That too, bro. I'm mad I couldn't be there.
I had to share my experience. And when I say, yeah, I know I'm laid back like a mug, but last night won't shit laid back about me. I couldn't breathe.
And you were smiling too, like, yes, thank
man,
you.
Man, do you see the status when I came?
Oh, I seen it, bro. I seen it.
Man, that was real, like, man. I'm about to get off here and then go back. I ain't like.
Hey, we do that tomorrow, man.
Man, hey, we doing it tomorrow. We going tomorrow.
All right.
Real talk.
All right.
Make a call. Look, are you there? Like, they ain't playing. Oh, I told you I was not playing last night. But, all right. We'll miss some 704.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you a song, would you dance for me?
Of course.
Oh.
See, it's nothing like a woman that can dance. I like that. That turns me on.
Yes, if you can dance.
Heels. A woman that can wear some heels. Just like, didn't you say that before? We were just talking about that one.
Mm-hmm.
A woman that can wear heels.
And nothing else.
Dance for me. That's what's up. So can you do that for me?
Of course.
Ooh, you gonna get you a private dance.
So, when I come down there to Atlanta, cause I gotta be there in January anyway, cause I gotta host a party, right? So when I come down there in January, I'm gonna get my dance, right?
Of course, but listen, when you're down here in Atlanta, you need to go to Pinup. There's this girl there.
I wanna come to you. I don't want to go there.
Well, that's fine, too. But I'm just saying, I'll sit there with you and watch and give the money out, too.
No,
but,
I won't get up.
Okay, well, if you don't go in January, go a different time. But anyway, you need to go to Pinup. There's this female that has the tattoo of a lantern on her ass.
Look, Teddy, she overriding it, right? Look.
I just want to hear about the tattoo of Atlanta on somebody's ass.
Hell no, I don't want to see
that. I do.
And like when she dances and she shakes her ass, it looks like a fucking earthquake.
Oh my God.
That's what I want to see. You telling me.
So when we going to Atlanta, man, what's the name of a pinup?
Pinup, huh?
Where we going?
We need to go soon, bro.
Yeah.
Telling you, it's nice. Why you get so quiet?
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna come down there to Atlanta. You know, when I go in January, that'll be something I can do. Something I can see. Need a little excitement when I'm down there. So I'm going to definitely check it out. Cool?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, ma'am, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio.
Thank you.
All right.
Cool.
And
thank you.
Definitely tune in to us on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll see you later, okay?
All right.
All right. each and every one of you all for tuning to She's On Radio. If this is your first time tuning to She's On Radio, welcome. We love you, you know. Definitely tune in to us each and every day. Kicking back up on Monday. This weekend is definitely going to be a She's On weekend, because if you don't know, if you live in the Richmond, Virginia area, or even if you want to travel down to Richmond, Virginia, She's On has its own lesbian night on Fridays, each and every Friday. Awesome entertainment, free before 10:30. You know, chicks everywhere, you know. So y'all definitely come out, 207 West Broad Street, Richmond, Virginia. Come check it out. It's definitely going to be a 21 and up affair. Definitely, if you love She's On as much as we love She's On, definitely we can use your donations. www.szradio. Your donations help us keep us on the air, keep us expanding, keep us bringing extra events to you. You know, we definitely love and support each one of our family. Y'all not fans, y'all family. We love you to death, okay? Another thing, if you ever, ever, ever tired of Facebook, Twitter, all those websites where it caters to not just the gays and the lesbians, it caters to the heterosexual. If you're tired of that, you want something that's straight rainbow, hit She's On Up. We have our own official website where you can browse, you can make your own profile, you can mingle, you can flirt, you can go to message board, you know, www.shezone.org. Alright? Ladies, also, we have a big end-of-the-year blowout event called Winter Wonderland. Alright? December the 28th, event of the year. Pretty P, all the way from Texas, will be in the building. Shezone's own Poison, Lethal, Diva the Body will be in the building with the hottest DJ from the DMV area, DJ Face, and the legendary MC Lucky will be on the mic. That event is going to be sold out. Matter of fact, it's almost sold out, okay? So I definitely want to see you ladies in Richmond, Virginia, December the 28th. To get your tickets, www.winterwonder.tk. It goes down, baby. Look, I love y'all so much. Teddy, thank you so much for the support, man.
No problem, man. You know you got it all day.
You know. And I see you in.
I see you tomorrow, baby.
All right. Be waiting on you, so yep.
Hey, when I call, pick up, nickel.
You know I am.
All right. They gonna all learn today.
Yeah, you know it. They gonna learn, man. Put it down on them. You know. But I definitely want to thank you ladies for tuning in to She's On Radio. And there are all my Libras. I got a song for you because you know, hey, you know KC a Libra. So I want to share this song with all my Libras before we leave out. If you love this song, I want you to sing along with me and bring in the birthday with me and everything. We're going to do this big. I see y'all Monday, 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. We're thinking about making it 10 to 12, but it seems like 12 to 2 could be more sexual. What you think?
Yeah, the freaks come out at night.
Hey, the freaks come out at night, man. All the kids don't sleep, you know.
Kids sleep. Everybody.
Everybody, man.
Get down and dirty.
You know. So definitely, y'all ladies, definitely stay in tune to this song right here. It's definitely for all my Libras. Love y'all and good night.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis style. When I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
slip, I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip. Extendo roll. Where your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done had my bones, been packing some. Dope bum, drove bum, and a pill bum. See, nigga, I'm balling you in real car. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the true style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday. How you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We and Kanye West Benz. Cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first